The new Biden administration spent its first few days in office pumping out new executive orders, lots of them. Now, agencies are charged with implementing all those orders. The Office of Management and Budget is out with new guidance on the president's mask mandate for federal employees and contractors. OMB wants agencies to revisit their pandemic plans and submit new ones by the end of the week. Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco joins me now to explain what's different about the new approach from OMB. And I guess getting the federal workforce kind of in shape, Nicole, is a priority for the new administration. It would like to get its work done through those people.
So it certainly seems that way. I mean, we're getting a sense from the Office of Management and Budget in this guidance that safety is a priority during the pandemic. And, you know, I was personally struck with how specific the guidance was at different points. So, you know, OMB describes what they're referring to as safety principles. So they're not the be-all, end-all. They're supposed to be a starting point in planning out how you're going to address the safety of the workforce during the pandemic. But, you know, they really get detailed at some points in talking about this new mask mandate from the president. You know, they even get as specific to say that those plastic face shields that you might see out and about, that they're not a substitute for the cloth face coverings that you really should be wearing.
Yes, the droplets can get out from underneath, I guess.
Right, right. They go on to say that, you know, the mask when you wear it, which should be at just about all times, should cover your mouth and your nose. I mean, they really do get detailed here in mask wearing. And, you know, ultimately, the bottom line is they want to make sure that agencies are enforcing this mask mandate, which is for all federal employees, contractors, and members of the public who enter a federal building. And then, you know, I think another interesting point of this guidance is they go on to talk a little bit more about remote work. And they say during times of high community transmission, which it seems as if we are in one of those times right now, probably across the country at this point, federal buildings should go no further than a 25% cap on occupancy, at least compared to what the normal levels might be. And they emphasize that telework, remote work is going to be used as a general principle pretty much at all times during this pandemic. And that's the way really to keep the occupancy levels down.
So there's no more of this phase one, phase two, phase three type of thing. I guess maybe they have advanced this in part because there is a vaccine in theory that's going to get to everybody pretty soon.
That's true. And that was the focus of prior OMB guidance from the previous administration, was talking about, okay, how are we going to come back into these buildings? And I think what OMB is doing here is maybe saying, let's go back to the basics. Let's reevaluate your safety plans. Many agencies already have these kinds of plans set and have been operating with them for months at this point. So they want them to revisit them, make sure they're in compliance with a lot of these principles they talk about in the guidance. And they don't even address actually reopening or re-entry in this guidance. They're really talking about mask wearing, social distancing, all the other kind of safety principles that we've been talking about for the past 10, 11 months or so.
Sounds like Dr. Fauci might have had a hand in writing this particular executive order. Does that strike you as this is really something new, something peculiar to OMB, the way they're approaching this at this level of detail?
I wouldn't say that it's peculiar. It's just different. It's, again, as I think we talked about before, Tom, it's a more centralized approach. You know, many of these agencies were already doing this. We've heard from federal employees who say, you know, my agency already has a lot of this set in place. And that's good. That's a good thing. I think the OMB guidance is trying to get to some of the instances where, you know, maybe this wasn't enforced or maybe this wasn't commonplace, you know, in pockets throughout the government, which is a phenomenon that we see, you know, quite often with everything, quite frankly.
We're speaking with Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco. And there's other executive orders from the new administration, that is the reversal of the Trump executive orders on unions and bargaining and official time. Those were all rescinded. So how are the unions so far moving on this new environment? Essentially, they're fish that have been moved back from salt water into fresh water, fresh into salt. I don't want to make a judgment here.
Well, maybe not quite yet. The American Federation of Government Employees, several of their local leaders and their policy directors spoke with reporters yesterday on this topic. And, you know, they said to date, no agency has proactively reached out to them to say, okay, in light of the new executive order from our new president, let's return to the bargaining table, which is what AFGE and other unions want. it seems as if the approach from agencies is to say, okay, we're waiting for more direction and guidance, which I think is fair at this point. AFGE is, you know, hopeful that the Office of Personnel Management will issue some new guidance telling agencies specifically what to do in implementing this new Biden executive order. You know, we heard from a couple of AFGE local leaders, Ralph DeJulius at SSA, Social Security Administration, who says he reached out to the agency's labor official there and said, hey, here's our new executive order. What are we going to do about it? And the response was, good point. We'll discuss this at our next union management call, which is next month. So I think the union would like to see perhaps a little bit more speed from the agencies. On the other hand, this executive order hasn't been around that long. And I think in the previous executive orders, the Trump ones have. So there is going to be this readjustment period while agencies try to figure out exactly how to handle this new EO from Biden. On the other hand, the Biden executive order does tell agencies to revisit anything they did under the Trump orders. So I think that's kind of what agencies are trying to figure out, what their next steps are at this point.
Right. And even if they get, say, restoration of office space as a policy, that doesn't really have any practical meaning for the time being because nobody's going into federal buildings, certainly not for that purpose for the time being.
You know, that's true. We heard from one EPA local leader who said that her office had been, you know, she'd been kicked out of her union office space. They moved all their documents to the cloud. And, you know, you think about it, that's the perfect setup right now for the pandemic. So, yeah, I think it's going to remain to be seen how the office space issue works, how the official time issue works. I mean, as some of these union leaders described, they've been essentially working two jobs during the past couple of years under Trump with these executive orders. So will they receive more official time to do some of this union work? That's what we don't quite know yet.
Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Check out her ongoing coverage of all of these executive orders in the aftermath at federalnewsnetwork.com.